by, you know, by royal permission.
Mm-hmm.
And these brothers in here are from the War of 1812. Now, how this family over here on Sukatanchi Bottom had buttons from the War of 1812, and this thing from the English household, we don't know.
Sure.
Because unless they killed somebody in the War of 1812.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which they must have done.
Wonderful mystery to speculate about. Dominoes?
Dominoes. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think these Scrimshaw has been found that was bolted together with ivory, bolted like that and made like that, but this has not been established that it's Scrimshaw.
Mm-hmm. And
that's the old nail.
Trace,
we found maybe a nail.
Identify the
because you know the square nails were made. The earliest ones are a certain shape, and you can really date a house pretty well with a nail. That's one way we will arrive at this.
Well, this is remarkable.
This beautiful piece of brass, Miss Betty, the old lady, had as a chicken trough. And later she says, you know, that's brass. Maybe you can polish it up. And brought it there.
Uh-huh. Well, these logs are certainly something to...
We've got a lot of... This was designed by a planter in the Delta. The Negroes had so much shooting because of shooting. They all love to shoot craps. That's the main form of gambling. And he designed this thing to keep them honest. See, if you put in there your dice and give it that. And this was collected by the sheriff in Shelby County of Memphis, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a connection with him, and he sent it for the log room, just curio.
I see. Those tiny glasses.
Yep, I have some. I have some of Benjamin Franklin period from his family.
Is that right?
This old lady had a trunk that had the most fabulous stuff in it she ever saw. We've got chessmen over here that are prizes.
Oh, yes.
They are established by the Smithsonian as 1700s.
I see.
Here's the old man, Uncle Chess, the little bachelor that I told you about all this stuff with his dog, the daguerreotype of the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these were made in Europe. They were made at the time of Chateaubriand and all that craze. They are Europeans' idea of what the Indian looked like. They have Negroid features. They have the feather hair headdress of the South American Indians rather than the North American Indians. And it was a time that the Europe was in love with American Indians, you know.
Uh-huh.
And
they're
pewter. The size and the fact that they are pewter and the fact that they are American Indians make them completely unique. The Smithsonian has never seen any like them. But they dated them around 1700.
It's remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that is something.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yes, that certainly is.
Now that was in this old lady's trunk. Belonged to Uncle Chess, and he would be a generation, you see, earlier than she.
And she. Mm-hmm. And she is two generations
removed from me. Mm-hmm. It'd be about 115. Mm-hmm. That'd be Uncle Chess left all this to her. And he lived alone in the log house. They moved down to that property and built a little house in front of the log house. So that's how I fell out of all this stuff.
Well,
the chairs, all of this was slave made. Chair beyond, and this came from Miss had a strange blue paint on it, like the buttermilk paint that they had up in this reddish up in the New England. I don't know what they made their own paint that she had on it. She told me about it. But that's a typical bond chair that was made. Yon's another one. This is made out of ash, which gives a beautiful contrast of color here, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, and a more subtle green.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.